The state's fisheries board wrapped up 2 weeks of meetings on Upper Cook Inlet commercial and sports fisheries late last week, and the dust is settling around the various user groups that have a stake in the fisheries. This session, management changes were approved for Kenai River early and late king runs and for the Central District Sockeye Management Plan. Supporters of the changes say that the new regulations are expected to allow more salmon, kings and coho specifically, to pass through the inlet into the northern district and into the river drainages of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. Larry Engel is with the Matsu Borough's Fish and Wildlife Commission.
We hope to start making escapement goals on a regular basis, and once the runs get healthy, then we hope to be able to harvest and some of those too. We'd like to see us, you know, maximize the harvest of sockeye, which would be identified by achieving your escapement goals and staying within those, and then also pass numbers of fish north, both sockeye and coho. We're a salmon factory up there, but we're not getting enough product into our factories to produce fish, and that's what the board decided to move forward.
But those opposed to the changes say that commercial drift netters and set netters will be hurt and that they have suffered a disproportionate hit in fishing time and area. Paul Dale, president of the Kenai-based Alaska Salmon Alliance, says commercial fishers have taken a significant allocation shift, and ASA has issued a statement questioning the efficacy of the board process.